Andrei Babiš's government has fine-tuned its policy program after meetings with the country's biggest employers group, trade unions, and the body representing local councils. The new policy program is clearly a bid to win support in a first vote of confidence scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Chris Johnston has the story.
Andrei Babiš's government approved a new-look government program on Monday. The biggest change to the previous one, put together in mid-December, is a preamble and six-point series of priorities. The preamble to the new policy program makes clear it's an overt bid to win support in the lower house confident vote with the target audience, the 200 lawmakers who can take part. It claims parts of the program reflect the views of other parties and says this is a chance for them to see some of their election promises put into effect. Andrei Babiš described his program as follows.
Celkově ten návrh programu prohlášení.
As a whole, the proposed program now has a preamble where we talk about six main points. The first is a digitalized Czech Republic, where the government will make every effort to push through electronic systems in the state administration and internet access for everyone. Secondly, we want to be visible within Europe. That means that we will fight for our national interests and fight against migration quotas and uphold the Czech Republic's interests. There's also an investment plan for the country that covers building flats not just for the elderly but also for young families. There is pension reform, and we want to get started on reform of the state. That means a balanced budget and a new law on income tax, frequent checks on regulated prices, and a fight against loan sharks. And the sixth point is increased security. That means not just increased safety of citizens as such, but also energy security, food security, and the security of raw materials. Energetická bezpečnost,
potravinová bezpečnost a surovinová bezpečnost. Some of the detailed takeaways from the new program are free rail travel for the elderly over 65 and the same for school pupils and students below 26 years of age. That's a policy already in force in neighbouring Slovakia. And there's a promise of a new law on a nationwide referenda, the details of which still have to be thrashed out and elaborated in talks with the other parties. That's a clear nod in the direction of Tomio Okamura, the leader of the Party of Freedom and Direct Democracy, which won 22 seats in the lower house elections in October, and alongside the Pirate Party is the third biggest force in the chamber. On its own, Andrei Babiš's ANO party, while a clear winner in those elections in October and by far the biggest party with 78 seats, falls well short of the 101 votes needed for an absolute parliamentary majority. Negotiations with other leaders have failed to bring on side other parties, with only the communists saying they might tolerate a minority ANO government. Wednesday's confidence vote is not expected to give the Prime Minister Babiš a majority, but it should be a pointer how close he is and what the other parties want in exchange for support. A second attempt at winning a confidence vote has been promised by head of state Miloš Zeman.